Okay, Zayin Amir Aleph, five lines before the wide lines. Okay, so the Gemara was said, Rava said a very interesting concept. There's what's called Mekudeshes Midin Arav, and there's Mekudeshes Midin Eved Kanani, and there's Mekudeshes from both of them together. Okay? So basically, Rava said a din before that a man gives, a man says to a woman, give $100 to somebody else, and I will become Mekudeshes to you. So it's good because a guarantor. Then the second case is, take $100 and become a Kiddush to somebody else. That's good because of Eved Kanani. And then Rava came along with the third case, is a person says to a woman, give a woman says to a man, give $100 to somebody else, and I will become a Kiddushes to him. So it's good because of both together. Then the last thing Rava said was that, Rava asked the question like this. If a woman gives money to a man and says, I become a Kodeshes to you, is it good or not? And the Gemara answers, if it's Adam Choshuv, if it's a prominent person, that the woman gets enjoyment by the fact that the man accepted the money, so that money is Mekodeshes. So now the Gemara says, it manami rishmei de Rava, we said in the name of Rava, v'chein le'inyam mameina. Just like we said by Kedushin, there's a din that works because of Arav. There's a din that works of Eved Kanani. And there's a din that works together. So the same din applies by monetary laws. Okay? Meaning, to give just a case, one wishes to sell a field, can tell a buyer, give money to so-and-so, and my field will be sold to you. Or if a third party tells the seller, take this money, and your field will be sold to so-and-so. Like Eved Kanani. And then the third case, if a seller tells a third party, give money to so-and-so and my field will be sold to him, it's all good. I don't want to rehash the whole Gemara of Eved Kanani and whatever it is. So he says the same thing would apply by money, not only by Kedushin. So the Gemara asks, Vitzricha, I need both cases. In other words, if Rava only told me his din by Kedushin, I wouldn't know it works by money. And if Rava would only say it's din by money, I wouldn't know that it works by Kedushin. Why? The Iyash mean Kedushin, if he only told us the case of Kedushin, I would think that even though it's not really benefit, because the woman really is not getting anything, the woman is telling the man to give it, or somebody else is giving it. So over there, the woman is not really getting the money of Kedushin. But I would think by Kedushin is good. Why? Women hate this Gemara. Because a woman is content with very little for Kedushin. Why? Because Reish Lakish... One second. Dama, they know this Gemara, trust me. Dama, Reish Lakish says, Tavla Mesa Tandu Milal Mesa Barmalu. A woman says, it's better to live with somebody else, no matter who the yokel is, than to be alone. So therefore the Gemara says that women really want Kedushin more than a man. Because a woman hates living alone more than a man. And therefore she'd be happy to marry anybody. So you see, by Kedushin, the woman doesn't really need a very strong incentive to do Kedushin. So therefore, if Rav is said as din by Kedushin, that Eved Kanani is good, and Arav is good, or for both together it's good, I would think it's only by Kedushin, but not by money. Maybe by money, you need a stronger, practical kinyan that the seller gets the money, and the buyer gets the land, and so on. And if he would only say the case of money, I wouldn't know it works by Kedushin. Why? Mishum disyayiv lemechila. Because money, you could be meichel. Marshal, if I owe you $100, you can say, you know, you forgive the debt. Right? But a woman can't say by Kedushin, if a guy wants to give a woman a ring, and the woman says, you know, I meichel the ring, don't give it to me. That's no good. She can't be meichel Kedushin. Kedushin means he has to give her something and don't make a kinyan. She can't say, I forgive the ring. So over there, by Kedushin, you need a stronger kinyan. So I would think if it's good by money, it might not be good by Kedushin. So Rava Tzricha, Rava says, both cases. Okay, let's go back. This is, now we start a new Gemara.
Can you explain
this last point? Okay, let's go back. Rava said like this. A man comes over to a woman, gives a Kedushin, and says, become a Kedushin to half of me. And then you can have a lot of weird cases in this Gemara B'chlal throughout the Masechta. Crazy conditions, crazy, whatever. He says, become Mekudeshes to half of me. Rava says Mekudeshes. It's good. What happens if the man says to the woman though, Chet Yoch Mekudeshesli, half of you is Mekudeshes to me, ain't a Mekudeshes. So Rabbi is going to ask, like, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, like, Rava says a din, that if a man says to a woman, half of me, you become a Mekudeshes to half of me, it's good. But if a man tells a woman, half of you is Mekudeshes to me, it's no good. So the Gemara Amalei, Abaye L'Rava, woman, Ma'ishno Chetzich Mekudeshes, De'ena Mekudeshes, De'chetzich Mekudeshesli. Why, if a man says to a woman, half of you is Mekudeshes to me, why isn't it good? Because the Torah says, Ki yikach ish isha. You need to take a whole woman, not a half a woman. Right? That's what Abaye thinks. That's the logic. Why is if you mekadesh half a woman, it's no good? Because the Torah says, you have to do kedushin with a woman. A woman means a whole person, not a half a person. See, if that's the case, hachanami isha merachmana. It's the same thing, Ki yikach ish isha. So then ish is also a whole man. So, so what's the difference that half of a man could become Mekudeshes? I mean, she could become Mekudeshes to half the man, but half the woman can't be Mekudeshes to the man. So Amalei says there's a very simple difference. Hachi Hashta, what's the comparison? Hasam Itza Lebeitre Lechazia. A woman can't marry two men, but a man can marry two wives. Right? Before Rabbeinu Gershom. Biblically, a woman can't have two husbands. So if you tell a woman, half of you is Mekudeshes to me, which means half is available for somebody else, that's no good because she can't have two husbands. A man can have two wives. So if a woman, if a man says to a woman, you are Mekudesh to half of me, what does he mean? That I can marry somebody else too. So why isn't that valid? Rava says, then it's valid. But you can't say to a woman, half of you is Mekudeshes to me, meaning the other half can go to somebody else. That can't be. A woman can't have two husbands. So half a man is good, half a woman is not good.
What do you do with a pasuk that says Isha
Isha? So it doesn't mean Isha, whole woman. See, Abaye thought that Rava's reason was because Ish means a whole man and Isha means a whole woman. He says, Rava says no. It's pashut, very simple. A woman can get half a man because the other half he can go to somebody else. But a woman needs to can be half to two husbands. It doesn't work. So half a woman can't be Mekudeshes. So once, so now the Gemara says, El Gavra mi lechazel lebeitrei. I mean, just finish it. But the man can marry two wives. V'hachi kamalei. This is what he means when he says the kedushin. What does it mean when he says to the woman, you are Mekudeshes to half of me? What is the man in essence saying? The be'ina lemeisav achrita nizivin. If I want to marry another woman, I can marry her. And we know the halacha is, by the way, again, a biblical law, it doesn't apply today, that a wife cannot stop a man from marrying a second wife. If he doesn't have enough for support and whatever, you know, this is a different story. But a woman cannot stop her husband from marrying another 10 women. The only one, by the way, as we learned already, the only one that was limited in the amount of wives was a king, and it was 18.
18 wives.
18 wives. So machlekes is that with Palakshim, without the concubines, with the concubines, so machlekes Ramam Ravid, I believe. But because Nasan Anavi came to David in Tanakh, and he said to him, David HaMelech had six wives. He said to him, if it's not enough, I will triple it. So that means, the Gemara learns out, why did you say triple it? Because a king is allowed 18 wives. But that's the only limitation. A regular man, halachically, can have who knows how many wives. That's why in the time of the Gemara, there was a lot of cases that you learn about in the Kiddush, in Gittin, in Basra, you know, men used to have different wives that the wives didn't even know about. No, they used to be men that traveled to different cities, yeah, for work or whatever it was. They would have wives in different cities. And therefore, the guy, the story in the Gemara in Bava Basra is a kid comes, somebody dies, right? And a kid comes from a different city and says, "Hey, he's my father." And the kids in this city say, "What are you talking about? Who are you?" You know, because the guy had different wives and different kids in different cities, and they didn't even know of each other. There's no communication. There's no knowledge of what went on. So that was possible. Okay. Itaka wasn't supposed to. Amalei Marzuta Rebbe Drav Mari LeRavinas. Marzuta Rebbe Drav Mari says to Ravina, "I don't understand. If a man is Mekadosh a half a woman, which we said it's no good, right, because a woman can't be half Mekadoshes, why doesn't from the half spread itself out to the whole? If you Mekadosh a half a woman, let the Kedushin automatically spread because she cannot have another man, right? So what does half mean? Let the Kedushin spread to the whole woman, and he proves, brings a proof.
But the Lashon is limiting.
Yeah, but he says, Milei Tanya, did we not learn in a Braise, Ha'emer Ragla Shozu Eilam, if an owner of an animal says, the foot of this animal is a Karban Eilam. The din is, Tehei Kula Eilam. The whole behemoth becomes an Eilam. He was only Mekadosh the foot. He only said, the foot is Hegdish. Right? For the Beis HaMikdash. And how could it be? So the answer is because the Kedushin spreads itself out to the rest of the animal. And he says, I feel Ulaman Diyama, because there's a different opinion in the Gemara that says, Ein Kula Eila, that the old animal does not become a Karban Eila. Hani Mili Hecha the Magdish Dover Shein and the Shama Tuluyaba. That's only if the person sanctifies to the Beis HaMikdash a limb of an animal that an animal doesn't need to live with. The martial foot, yeah? If you amputate the foot of the behemoth, then the behemoth could still live. So therefore, that opinion holds that if you makdish the foot of the animal for the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't spread itself out with the rest of the behemoth.
It's an issue, you can't, right?
Why not?
Every leg off a live animal.
You can't eat it, but you can amputate a leg.
I give it to...
No! One minute.
Yeah,
that was God forbid. If the animal writes it, say God forbid. If an animal has a limb that needs to be amputated, you can amputate it.
Yeah. But to give it as a hektish, you could take off a leg and give it to.
No, that's not what he's saying. So the shaila is not.
It's hypothetical.
No. The first opinion says if a man says the foot of this behemah is a carbon ela, the whole behemah becomes ela. The second opinion says, no. The foot becomes an eila, not the rest of it. Okay? But the Gemara says, that's only a limb that the animal could live without. But if you're talking about, if a guy says the heart of this animal is hegdish, so even though he's magdish the heart, but you can't live without a heart, so the whole animal is hegdish, right? So if a man says, half the woman is mukadeshis to me, you can't live as a half a woman. Either, even if you cut him this way or this way, either way you can't live with half of a woman. So the Kedushin should spread itself out. What the din of the animal see in a second. He says, but if you're magdish a limb, that the neshama, the life of the animal is dependent on, have a kula, everybody agrees the animal is oila. So the question is, why doesn't the Kedushin spread itself out for the entire woman? Okay? Just like by Hegdish. One opinion says if you makdish a foot, the whole animal is Hegdish. Right? And even the opinion that says no, that's only a foot. But if it's a limb that the animal must live with, it needs to live, you makdish that limb, the whole animal is Hegdish. So why is a woman different? By woman is also Kiddushin, Hegdish, right? So L'chayda, a man says to a woman, half of you is Mukadeshis to me, the whole woman should be Mukadeshis. Why do we say Eina Mukadeshis?
Same thing is with Arachim. If somebody says half of my value should go to the temple, it would be a better analogy than comparing to animals.
The Gemara wants to use the word of the concept of a clear-cut Hegdish. L'oshin Magdish. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Me dummy, what's the connection between the two? How do you compare a woman to an animal? Sounds very bad. Well, let's just finish this. Hasam behema, hachadasa cheres. Sounds like this. You know why by a behema, kedushin spreads itself out over the whole animal? Because nothing's stopping it. Animal has no brains. No seichel. Right? No das. Right? The Gemara said, behema ain't no das. Behema has no intellect. So therefore, if a man is makdish afoot, so the kedushin, head the hegdish for the base of English, keeps going because nothing's stopping it. When you makadish half a woman, the woman is stopping the second half because she's only accepting half of it. He's giving her a whole pruta, right? But he says to her, half of you is mukadeshes to me. And she agrees, obviously. Because if she doesn't agree, it's a sure not a kedushin.
Where's the other half go?
No, but so in other words, the woman, by being told by the man, you are half of you is mukadeshes to me, and the woman accepts it. You know what she's saying? I'm only giving you half of me, not all of me. Whatever it means. But whatever it means is the woman can stop at half. A behemoth can't stop at half. So if it starts, it keeps going.
The animal can't agree, the woman can't.
You mean an animal can't disagree, and a woman can disagree.
Right. The animal can't make a choice, the woman.
Right.
Well, we're not using the same measurements.
Why?
When the man said, you can marry half of me, he wasn't talking about half of his body. He was talking about half of his time.
No, his no.
Half of me.
Half of me means half me.
Physically. So if he's
physically.
Married, so he doesn't have to specify which half.
He's not talking about half the time. Is
yeah.
What, one... No, that's not what it means.
Because we touched it as someone who could marry, that his other half is going to be married to someone else in another.
When one day one wife, one day another wife.
Yeah.
No.
Or 6 months here, six months.
No, that's not what it means.
But that's what we said.
No, if a husband has a few wives, what is it?
We don't say his, we don't say half of his body belongs to one, the other half belongs to the other.
One second. Half does not mean, it means half of me. Half of my body. It doesn't mean half my time. My time is not me. Me is me. My time is my time.
So when you said you're only marrying half of me and someone else is married to my other half?
What he means is that half my body is doing kedushin with you, and half my body will marry a different woman, because a man can have two wives.
So my head is yours and my feet is hers?
No, half of each part.
Half of my head is yours.
Every molecule, half of it is mine, half of it's the other person's. So the Gemara says, you can't compare. The Gemara's question was, why doesn't the Kedushin go further? And like we see by Eila, Taka goes further. So the Gemara said, what are you comparing? By Eila, there's nothing stopping it, so the Kedushin keeps going. The Hegdish keeps going. By a woman, she only accepts half of her to become a Kodeshis, so the other half she's stopping, so why should we become Kodeshis? The Gemara said, if you want to compare it, I'll tell you another case to compare it. You know what this case is really similar to? The Amar Rabbi Eichon, and says the following din. What happens, an animal that was owned by two partners. Reuven and Shimon owned an animal. Higdish Chetzio. One partner made his half hegdish. Now, what happens to this animal? It's a problem. Is it hegdish? Is it not hegdish? Now, what happens? V'chazar v'lokcha. Then the first guy that was makdish. Look, these use his names. Reuven and Shimon owned an animal. Reuven said, "My share of the animal is hegdish." Okay, so half the animal is hegdish. Then Reuven goes and buys the second half of the animal from Shimon, and he makes it hegdish. Okay? Reuven wants this animal to become hegdish. Okay? But he only owns half. So he says, my half of the animal is hegdish. Fine. Then he goes and buys the second half of the animal from Shimon. Now that Reuven owns the other half too, and he makes it hegdish. What's the din? Kedusha, it's holy, but ain't a krevi, you cannot bring it on a mizbeach.
Why?
We'll see in a second. Ve'eisa tmura, and if you exchanged it for another animal, the exchange is exactly like this one. And the Gemara is going to explain Now, why? The bottom line is, we learn out, and this is what his din is, when you, I have to explain one more difference over here, which is very important. There's Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Domim. There's the sanctity of the body, and there's the sanctity of money. What does this mean? If I take a table, say I own a table, okay, and I say I'm making this table Hegdish, I'm giving it up to the Beis HaMikdash. The table is not used in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring the table on the Mizbeach, right? So what Kedusha does the table have? Money. Monetary value. That means the table is worth $100, let's say. The Hegdish owns property now worth $100. They can sell it, you know, then the money will go to the Beis HaMikdash or whatever. If I say about an animal that's fit for the Mizbeach, I mean, it's kosher and it's, you know, an animal that's allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, and I say this animal is Hegdish, it has to be brought as a carbon. It's not Kedushas Damim, it's not Kedushas of money, it's a Kedushas Haguf. The animal's body becomes consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash, has to be brought as a carbon. The Gemara learns out that you can't, for a carbon, consecrate half an animal at a time. All or none. Okay? Even if the same owner does it, meaning, if the same owner comes, no partner. Stomach guy owns a Reuven, owns a Behemah. And he's, like all the other foolish statements people make over here, he says, you know, half the animal is Hegdish. It's mamisha, a shard, or, you know, kosher sheep, mamisha, kosher animal for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach. And Reuven says, you know what, half the animal is Hegdish. Next day he comes along and says, you know what, the other half is Hegdish. No, it's Hegdish, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Because the Gemara learned out that it has to be Mukdash for a carbon at one time. So this din over here is like this. What was the case Reuven and Shimon? Reuven and Shimon own an animal. Reuven is Makdash his half. Then he buys Shimon's half and is Makdash it again. So it's never Hegdish at the same time. So therefore it says, Eina Kedusha, it wholly belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Eina Kreve, you cannot bring it on the Mizbeach.
Can they just say and make the whole thing Hegdish?
Huh? No, what happens is, by the way, what happens with this animal, Rashi says, that you sell the animal, and you buy with the money an animal which is fit for the Mizbeach. Okay? In other words, it's Hegdish Kedushas Haguf, because he made it a carbon, and it's a kosher animal for a carbon, but because it wasn't Hegdish at the same time, you need to sell the animal, buy an animal that you magdish right at the beginning when you buy it as a carbon, and you bring it as a carbon.
Well, you can't trade
the person.
Well, what happened now if a guy, like there's a dinner, what's called tumura, if a guy says, I exchange this animal for this animal, the Torah says both stay Hegdish. You can't exchange animals. The Pasuk says clearly.
If he sells a Hegdish, the guy, the owner, the
no, I'm saying, if I bring a carbon, yeah. I say this animal is Hegdish. Yeah? And then I said, you know what, I want to bring a different animal.
You have to bring both.
And I say, this is an exchanging of this. The Torah says both become Hegdish.
Because the first one had the name of Hegdish on it?
No, because the Rambam says the Torah doesn't want people. This animal's cheaper. I'll do this one instead of this one. Torah says, don't play games.
Half and then another half. What's the problem with that?
Because the Torah says when you makdish an animal, it has to be a whole animal.
And what if when he completely acquired the animal, now he says the whole animal is Hegdish? What's the problem? He can't do that.
Right. Can he just kind of say, okay, it's all?
No, if he said the animal's Hegdish, it's Hegdish.
So but he doesn't have to do it from Shimon. If he does that, he doesn't have to do it.
If he does what?
If after he acquires it from Shimon, first he did from Reuven, and now he got the whole thing because he got it from Shimon also.
But it wasn't Hegdish at the same time.
I know. Now that he has the whole animal, can he make the whole thing Hegdish at once?
No. No, it's too late already.
Maybe Rabbi, because of Kavana, he's supposed to have Kavana.
The Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Temura, Yard the title save Daita Shaladim. The Torah goes into the mind of a person. A person cares about his property. So Torah, what's the Torah afraid? A guy will be makdish tonight, he's in a good mood, yeah? So he says, okay, this $1,000 animal is Hegdish. Then he says, oh, come on. I can get away with a $500 animal. Why should I give a $1,000 animal? The Torah says, don't play games. You know, no exchanges. You want this animal Hegdish, this stays Hegdish. You want to exchange it, they both become Hegdish.
No, so when the animal is in half and half, if you exchange it...
You're no good.
Then if you exchange it for another animal, that also can't be brought as a purchase.
Correct.
But when it does half and half, this animal is not Hegdish in any way.
Yeah.
It is?
We said, it's the Hegdish Vein Kneva, but you can't be makriv it.
So what does it do with it? You have to sell it?
No, it says. Okay, you have so to sell it.
And with the money.
And with the money, buy a different one.
When someone buys a half Hegdish animal, does it still remain half Hegdish in its possession, or does it go back to... just normal status.
How can you use the animal, he's saying, if half of it is Hegdish?
You can't, no.
What he's saying is that does the animal lose its status of Hegdish if it's sold?
If the Beis HaMikdash sells it, yeah.
But what if a regular person who made a Hegdish says, you know what, I want to actually sell it?
No, it doesn't work. You can't sell Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish, it belongs to God.
Okay.
God could sell it, not you.
But if it's half Hegdish?
No, you have to
sell the other half?
No.
But what can the other partner do with the half of the animal?
He can't.
That's can't right.
No.
It's like selling half of a slave if a slave is owned by two partners.
Taisus asked over here a very simple question. The Gemara could have said a much simpler case. What was the case? Reuven and Shimon own an animal, right? Reuven makes his half Hegdish. And then what's the Gemara's case? Reuven buys the second half from Shimon, right? And then he makes it Hegdish, yeah? So Taisa says, why couldn't the Gemara say a simpler case? Reuven made his half Hegdish, and then the next day, or an hour later, Shimon says, you know what, my half is Hegdish. It's the same din.
Because it's even stronger.
Taisa says, because the din is, Temura cannot be done by a Shutfim. Only a sole owner could do exchange. Partners, the Gemara learns out, can't do Temura. So the din is not so much for the Hegdish part. The Mishnah said, if you make Temura, it has the same din. If it's Shutfim, then you can't make a Temura.
What's Temura?
Exchange, yeah. In fact, we learned the same din as by an Eved. Two people own an Eved. The Gemara in Barbasa, right? The famous Gemara. Two people own an Eved. And one guy makes him free. So the Eved is half free and half slave. Right? So over there, the Gemara says, Bisham Bisil. One says, Eved is Rabbi Yemechad, Vibin Achayrim Yemechad. He's free one day, works one day. Because that was half slave, half free. And the other one said, yeah, but he can't marry anybody. He can't marry a free girl, can't marry a Shivcha, so you have to free him. But by Temuri, by Hegdish, it doesn't work like that. So the Gemara says like this. This case of Kedushin, the case of Rav's Kedushin, that Rav says, Chetziach mekudeshesli, ena mekudeshes, right? It doesn't affect the whole kedushin. Because what's the case? When Reuven was makdish his half of the animal, right? It didn't become mekudeshes, the other half. Why not? Because the second partner stopped it.
Right.
In other words, if I own an animal by myself, and a makdish, have the animal, the whole animal becomes kedish because nothing's stopping the expansion of Hegdish. Right? But if there's two partners owning an animal, and one guy makes his half Hegdish, the second half doesn't become Hegdish. Why? Because I can't be makdish your property. I could be makdish my property. I can't be makdish your property. So the other partner is stopping the Hegdish from spreading. So here also, the woman stopped the Kedushin from going further than half.
So in this case, half of it is Hegdish.
Yeah, but by Hegdish...
If one partner makes his own...
I understand, but the point over here is, she only agreed to become partially Mukadeshis to the guy, so it's not a Kedushin. A woman can't be partially Mukadeshis to somebody.
By the animal also, it's not Hegdish in any way?
It is half. His half.
Yeah.
So but the other half?
Is not.
If the partner doesn't make, or if he doesn't, if he doesn't rebuy the second half, the animal doesn't become, it becomes hekdesh half.
Yeah, but the woman nothing.
Right. Because a half a woman cannot become a kodeshes.
So why did we say it was good?
No, we didn't. We said it's not good.
Oh. The truth is, half of an animal also can't be mikdashes.
Why? Half an animal has value. Somebody takes $1,000 behemoth and says half of it's hekdesh. It's $500 of hekdesh. You can't bring it as a carbon.
Right, that's what.
So the woman can't become a kodeshes.
It's not a perfect hekdesh.
It's not a hekdesh.
It's not a perfect dogma.
It's a perfect dogma. Can this animal be brought as a carbon?
No.
Okay, a woman can't become a kodeshes halfway.
But the animal is half kodesh, and the woman is not half married.
Because there's no thing as half married. You either are or aren't.
But there is such a thing as half hekdesh.
Yeah, because money is a half of the $1,000 is $500. So it's
the
money.
The other partner can't sell the animal. Going back to the animal case, the other partner who didn't sell the his own, make his own share hekdesh, can't just sell the animal because this animal is half hekdesh.
He can sell half of it. In other words, what's the base of hekdesh going to? What's the base of hekdesh going to do?
This animal cannot just be...
Let's say two partners, yeah, Reuven and Shimon, own an animal. Reuven makes his a half hekdesh. Forget this Gemara. Reuven makes his half hekdesh. And Shimon says, I'm not interested. $1,000 animal, yeah? Reuven and Shimon own it. Reuven says, my half is hekdesh. He can't make your his, the other guy's half hekdesh, right? And Shimon said, befeidish not. I don't want. So what do you do?
You have to sell the animal.
Bez Hegdish, the Beis HaMikdash, sells the animal and gives him $500.
Now what if Shimon needed it for helping work on the farm?
Right. What if he doesn't want it to be sold? He wants the animal for
he
work.
Lost his animal. Right.
And if one partner sold half his animal, what do you do?
You can't use it. Right. And that means he can't use it for work. No.
Well, one day here, yeah, one day no. But by Hegdish, you can't have one day Hegdish, one day not Hegdish. Or Hegdish can pay for the second half, but they can't be makriv it as a carbon anyway. So, what does Hegdish want from it?
No, I'm saying Shimon needs the animal to pay for half of it to Beit HaMikdash.
No, it's Kedusha Saguf on that half.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What do you mean?
If it's a kosher animal, when he was makdish, it's hekdesh haguf. It's kedusha saguf on his half, not kedusha's domim.
You said you could sell the animal, and that money could buy another animal.
For the mizbeach, though.
Yeah.
No.
So doesn't that animal get free, the first animal?
Yeah.
No, but he's saying, I think what he's saying...
But the problem, you're having a different animal being makriv instead of that one.
But couldn't Shimon buy out the animal, give half of it to the victim?
No. Shimon probably could buy it.
And he can keep it for whatever he needs.
And the Hegdish would have to buy another animal for the Mizbeach. Okay, anyways, Gemara says, Shmai Notlas. Rabbi Yechanan's din teaches us three dinim. Shmai Not teaches us Balichayim Nidoch, that animals can become permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. That means, once an animal is disqualified from being a carbon, it's never kosher again for a carbon. Because that's the case over here. Half of it was good for a carbon, right? But you can't bring a half a carbon, so it became disqualified. So the question, why can't you make it up later when you buy the other half and make it hegdish? Why can't it become then good for a carbon? The answer is, once it's pushed off, it's pushed off. You know, once it's decided that it cannot be a carbon in the present status, it can never become a carbon again. Second thing, shmamin odichumi korav adichui, that pushing off at the initial hegdish pushes it off for good. By the way, each one of these opinions, there's a different opinion in a different Gemara that disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. But the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yechanan, once an animal is pushed off from a carbon, it remains pushed off. Another opinion, the Gemara disagrees with that. Another opinion, the second thing we learn, that at the time of mi'ikara, initially when you made the korban, it was pushed off, it could be pushed off then. Ushma mina, Now, because this opinion says that you can't push off an animal until after it becomes completely hekdish, and then you can disqualify it, and then it's pushed off. Here, it's pushed off as soon as it became half hekdish, it's already pushed off for good. And the third thing is, yashdichoy bedamim, hekdish, you can reject something that has only monetary sanctification, because it really never had complete kedushas haguf, because the other half was for money, but once it's pushed off completely. This is what we learn out from Rabbi Yochanan. If you think this is bad, now let's watch what's coming up now. Boy, Rav is going to ask a very long question. What's the din if A and B? If B is right, what's C or D? If D is right, what's E or F? What's called Imtim Tzolayma. Sounds like this. Boy, Rav asked a shayla. A man gives a pruta to a woman. Okay, he gives her a ring and it says, half of you is mukadashis to me with a half a cent, and the other half of you with a half a cent. It's a very normal guy. Yeah. Normally, a man gives a woman a pruta. Okay, he gives her a penny. A pruta, we're going to call it pruta, because that's the minimal kedusha. A guy gives a woman a pruta, and says that I'm mukadashis. Yeah? Now he's like this. The guy gives her a pruta, and says like this. Half of you is mukadashis to me with a half a pruta, and the other half of you is mukadashis to me with the other half a pruta. So Rava asks, Mahu, what's the din? So he says like this. Kiv and domale chati pruta. The fact that he said half a pruta for half of you, is it pask? Is he stopping? And we learned half a woman cannot become mukadashis. Or Dilma maybe main of a helich. He doesn't mean to stop it. He's just explaining how a pruta works. Half of you for half a pruta, and half of you for the other half a pruta. But I really mean the whole you for one pruta. Then it would be good. Right? So the question is like this. When a guy says, here's a pruta, half of you with one pruta, half of you with the other half a pruta. When he says a half a pruta, does that automatically stop it? And then, again, a half a woman cannot become a kodeshes. Or do we say, no, he's not stopping. He's explaining, he's continuing going, and explaining how the kedushin is taking effect. Half of you with half a pruta, half of you with half a pruta. And then he says, in tim tzolayman, if you want to say, again, so now there's a question, do we say A or B? So he says, now let us say B is right. In tim tzolayman, if you want to say the halacha is, that main of a halachu, he's just continuing, he doesn't mean to stop, and therefore the kedusha would be valid. What would be the case if he says, chetzchach bepruta, vechetzchach bepruta, mahu? He gives it two prutas, and he says, you know, half of you with one pruta, half of you with another pruta. Because here he says a whole pruta, for half. So maybe over there it's clear that he only wants half of her. See, when he says half of a pruta for half of you, half a pruta for half of you, that means he's giving a pruta for the kedushin. But here he's giving a whole pruta for half of her. So maybe over there he's stopping. And he's not continuing. He says, chetcha bepruta vechetcha bepruta kamahu. Do we say, kivan domale pruto pruta? Pascal Milsi, he stops it. Oy Dilma, as long as it's in the same day, in other words, he's doing one act of kedushin.
Is it pruta enough to make kedush a woman?
Yeah. But how first Mishnah.
What time zuzah? You know?
That's the ksuba. Was after the
pruta. Is it a minimum one pruta?
Yeah.
Right.
So how could you do it half a pruta?
No, he's giving you whole pruta.
Half a minute for one. The first. Half a pruta.
No, the first case was. Rava's initial question was, he gives her a pruta.
Whole pruta, whole person.
He gives her a pruta. But when he speaks, okay, harayat mukadashisli, half of you, and he gives her a pruta. He says, though, half of you with a half a pruta, half of you with a half a pruta. Yeah. But he's giving her a pruta. So the question is it one continuation which makes it good? Or is it two half a statements which makes it no good? Then the Gemara continues. What happens, though, if we say that the halacha is that as long as he's continuing, it's one hemshech, so it's good. Would the same din be if a man says, I'm giving you two prutas, one pruta for half of you, and one pruta for half of you? Over here is worse, because he's giving a whole pruta, which is the amount of kedushin, but for half of her. So maybe he's not continuing. Maybe he's stopping in the middle. Or do we say no? The fact that he's doing it on the same day, it's continuing. The guy's just a nut. And then he says, Imtim Salema, if you want to say, the whole day, it's one continuation the same day. Now the question, what happens if the guy does it in 2 days? He says to a woman like this, here's two prutas. Half of you is Mekadesh with a pruta today, and half of you is Mekadesh with a pruta tomorrow. Do we say, Kivan the Amar Lemochar? Piska, Paska, the fact that he's saying another day, does it stop it? I don't know. This is what he means. Kedushin maschul mehidn. The Kedushin process is starting today. And the one Kedushin process is finishing tomorrow. You know, the Gemara's case is, the guy's a nut case, that's for sure. But the case is it one continuation, one continuous Kedushin in all these cases, so it's good? Or do we say each part is a separate entity, and it's a half a Kedushin, and it's not good? So first, the Gemara started off with a half a Prut and half a Prut, right? Is it one continuation of two separate things? Then the Gemara says, okay, but what would be the din if a guy gives a Prut and a Prut? Maybe that's more stopping. And let us say it's not stopping, it's continuing. But that's understood. What happens if he says today and tomorrow? Is that one continuation or not? And the Gemara still doesn't know. And then we go to another question, the same thing. What happens? The man says to the woman, he says like this, two halves of you become kudashis with one pruta.
What?
He says to the man, gives a woman a pruta, and he said, your two halves are mekudashis to me.
That's not good.
Well, that should be good. No. So the question is, 1 minute. Now he's saying it at the same time. He's doing one act of kedushin. Or Dilma, or maybe, ein isham is kadashis lachatzoyin klau. Maybe a woman cannot become half mekudashis. If he says, your two halves are mekudashis to me, right? What does that mean? Half and half. Half is not a valid kedushin. So plus maybe it's no good.
Plus he's also saying half and half with one pruta, which means it's half a pruta each. You need
no.
One pruta for the whole... Yeah.
No. First, he's giving two...
I thought you said he gave one pruta and he said half and half for one pruta.
Yeah, but if half and half is a whole...
One pruta, if you work out the math, so it's a half a pruta. You can't make any transaction.
No, but he's doing both halves at the same time.
Okay.
So the question, is it good or not? The Gemara answers, famous answer, take him. Sheikh will figure it out. But by the way, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? What happens if this happens? A woman is safek mekudeshes, because the Gemara doesn't answer, right? So the Gemara answers safek mekudeshes, and she needs a get, or marry the guy.
Properly.
Yeah.
And this is not proper.
Now, usually, by monetary issues, by this, I don't know if the Gemara, the Rishon and Paschal like that. When the Gemara asks a Shaila, you know, what's the din of A and B? And then Gemara says, and in Tim Salema, you want to say B is right, what would be C or D? The rule in Halacha is, the fact that the Gemara is using that one side of the Shaila, means that's what the Gemara really holds like. Right? In other words, Gemara, I'll give you an example. The first question is, half of you with the half a pruta, half of you with a... He gives her a pruta, and he says, half of you with half a pruta, half of you with half a pruta. Is it good or not? Right? Is it one continuation or not? So Gemara says, if you want to say it's one continuation, what would be with a pruta, right? But the fact that the Gemara says, Imtim Tzolaymar, if you want to say that it's one continuation, that's where the Gemara is leaning in the halacha aspect of it.
It is a continuation.
Yeah.
That
means it would be even though the Gemara says, Teiku,
right.
But the rule is, when the Gemara says, Imtim Tzolaymar, that is the leaning side of it.
And when it says give her a get or marry her, it's like you said, marry her properly. You got to redo it, right?
Yeah, you have to redo the kedushin, or she might need a get.
Redoing it says he has to say again, Hareya.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or give her a get.
Why the chab bring such a question?
And if another guy gives a kedushin meanwhile,
oh boy,
then she must get a get from both.
Oh my god!
See, because maybe it's kedushin is good, maybe it's not good. If it's not good, then the second kedushin is good.
Can she marry one of them?
Take care.
It depends what the story is.
What? One of them is
right.
What's the chiddush about marrying half a woman? What's
maybe the Gemara says a woman cannot become half mekudeshes.
What's the significance of doing this intellectual exercise? I mean, don't even come
welcome to the world of Gemara.
Just,
welcome to the world of Gemara. That's the way Gemara works.
You don't even come to a maskana.
Take them.
Why would you have a woman to marry half a woman?
What happens if somebody does it? Cannot be mukadeshes.
Who?
No.
What date of the woman?
Because the man could marry another woman, and half of this woman could be mukadeshes.
But over there, he's only saying half of you is mukadeshes to me.
I mean, half.
No, but over there, but over here he's saying half and half. To me, he's basically saying the whole. The question is, he's saying whole, is he saying two halves?
So this is what they mean when they say marriage is half bad.
Then Rav Yudav and Rav ask another shayla. Shtei b'nei. This is doozers.
Maybe he's a nutcase. Maybe he just can't afford it.
He's a
half, next
to
give another half for one.
He should wait until he gets home. Boy, Rava, Shnei v'nei l'shnei v'nei b'pruta. One guy has two daughters, and one guy has two sons. Now, the sons are over bar mitzvah, because a father cannot do kedushin for minors, boys, and the minor boys cannot do kedushin. Okay? So obviously the case over here, Rashi explains, is speaking like this. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has two sons over bar mitzvah. Shimon has two daughters under bas mitzvah.
That's why he's able to marry them.
The father can marry off his two daughters, right? Reuven's two children appointed the father as a shliach to do kedushin for them. Whoever he wants, just go find us a girl.
Over bar mitzvah.
Now, Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, you know what, Shimon? Here's a pruta. I want your two daughters to become mukadeshes to my two sons.
With one pruta?
Yeah.
No good.
You need one pruta for each.
One second. Now, the Gemara says, Mahu, what's the din? Is it good or not? Relax. Mao, what's the din? Do we say Boson Nason? Shh. Boson Nason umekabel azlinen. Do we go by the giver and the receiver? For ikamamena. And there is proper pruta. Idilma Boson did who azlin? Do we go by the kids? Vahaleka. Meaning like this. When you say Kedusha needs a pruta, is that between the giver and the receiver? Now here, the giver is Reuven, and the receiver is not the girls, it's the father. He is getting a pruta. Okay? So we don't look at the kids. It doesn't matter how many kids there are. The guy giving the kedushin is giving a pruta. The guy accepting the kedushin, because he has the right to accept it for his daughters, right? And he could do marry off 10 daughters at the same time. The bottom line, he's getting a pruta. And the giver gave a pruta. Reuven gave a pruta. And he's giving a pruta. So there's one giver and there's one receiver. Do we go by that? There's one giver and one receiver of a pruta. And it doesn't matter how many kids are involved. Or do we say, no, each kid is a separate entity. And the Gemara says, guess what? Take him.
This one is a little strange because it says Aisha Nikresh Bekesef.
No.
Stark is Rubia, but let's just say Bekesef, which means Pruta.
Right.
Isha nikras bepruta.
Well, Rabbi, what's...
One second, sorry. Yeah.
And if it's isha nikras bepruta, this one, two women or two girls are being acquired by pruta.
Right.
And it's not one isha being acquired by pruta. I'm just saying... It cannot be taken.
Why can't it be taken?
Because one woman needs to be acquired by a penny.
Right.
And here you have two women being acquired by a penny, by Pruta.
So the question is which is contradicting
to the Mishnah. I mean, in my opinion.
Why is it contradicting the Mishnah? There's another question over here. What?
It's Isha, one woman, is being acquired by one Pruta.
Right. But over here, the father who is in place of the daughters is one person.
But you're not acquiring that one person.
You're acquiring two women.
But they're an extension of him. The question Taisa brings up is the other way. The boys are over bar mitzvah. Reuven is giving kedushin for them. For them, why is one pruta enough? He's only their agent. The father is not the shliach of the daughter. The father is instead of the daughter. Right?
So?
The father can marry off the daughters to whoever he wants.
Right.
He's not their proxy, he's not their agent, he's not their shliach. He does what they want. So by the receiving end, it makes sense one pruta would be good.
But one pruta for only one daughter?
No, why? He is one guy. He getting a pruta, it doesn't matter how many daughters, it's a package deal. See, if they're older girls, each girl needs her own pruta. But if the father is instead of the girls, he's one, and he's getting a pruta.
What's the whole reason the Torah gives for having it be a minimum of one pruta in the first place?
That's a good question. To make it reasonable.
Is that reasonable?
So then why should you get a bargain here? It's coupon day.
That's what I figured.
See, Tesis learns. Because Tesis explains L'chaira, the two boys need two protas.
Right,
the father's their agent.
Right. That's right.
Right. So the Tesis learns the primary question over here is by kedushin the primary thing not that you give the pruta, but that she gets the pruta.
In that case, the father...
If the primary thing is that the girl gets the pruta, right? Here, the girl, i.e. the father, that's... is a combination of two girls together.
Yeah.
He got a pruta, so the kedushin is valid.
So the question's on the other end, you're saying.
It's valid.
Well, that's the Gemara's question. Is it valid or not? The Gemara says
teiku. The Gemara says it's not. So how does the Tosu say it is?
He's not saying, he's explaining the Gemara's question. The side that says, is it good? The side of the question, why should it be good? Because the receiver is receiving one pruta. I, the giver, is not giving two prutas. That doesn't matter. The main thing is the receiver getting it.
It's not a good answer.
Why not?
Why do they give an answer? Because Teiku. Why Teiku? Why not just...
Teiku means we don't know the answer, the Gemara says.
I'm saying, why can't they just assign a halacha to it?
If you don't know, you say, I don't know.
Look, in high school, I put Teiku for all my engineering tests.
Yeah. Did you pass?
Didn't work for me. Why wouldn't they know this? I mean, they can't base it on something. They can't find the proof of it somewhere else.
There are rules in halacha when the Gemara says Teiku. I'll give you an example. By monetary issues, does the guy owe him the money or not? Right? The Gemara says, in this case, does the guy owe me the money or not? And the Gemara says, Teiku. Bottom line, halacha, what do you do? So the halacha is, because it's a doubt, the money stays where it is. You can't extract money on a doubt. Because the Gemara says it's a doubt. If I have a right to collect the money from you or not, or I damage you in a way that you would have to pay me, right? And the Gemara says, Teiku. What does that mean? It's a doubt. So on the doubt, they cannot extract money. So the money stays where it is.
If
if the Gemara asks a shayla, is something tamei or tahar? And the Gemara says teiku. Let's say, right? What's the halacha? If it's a biblical doubt, If it's a question on biblical tumah, it stays tumah. If it's a rabbinic doubt, where you go lenient, then it's tahor. I mean, that's the, there are rules in all this. By kedushin, because it's eishisish min ha-teira, the rule by teiku by kedushin is you go stricter. Whatever the strictness is, you go stricter. But it can be strict in all cases. Look, you said before in the previous of teiku, is it mekudeshes or not, right? What would be if the father accepts kedushin for, again, from somebody else for the daughters? Right? Then it would be a suffix. Is it valid? So if it's a valid kedushin to the first ones, the second kedushin is completely invalid. Because he can't do kedushin with a married woman. But if it's invalid, then this kedushin is valid. So you need to get from everybody.
That's what I'm saying, is that when they come to, when they don't have an answer that's a taker, where they actually have, okay, the halacha is like this. It's based on something that they found somewhere else.
No.
In such a case like this.
Teiku is teiku. Teiku means, the Gemara says, we don't know. Tishbi, Yitaret, Kushiyas, Vahabayas. That's the acronym for teiku. Tishbi, Yitaret, Kushiyas, Vahabayas. Tishbi, whether it's Aliyah, Navi, Mashiach is questionable, will answer all the questions of the Gemara. But until then, because we don't know, what do you do when you don't know? So there are rules. What do you do when you don't know? So if it's monetary issues, the money stays where it is. Because you can't extract money on a doubt. If it's biblical doubts, it goes stricter. If it's rabbinic doubts, it goes lenient. Because these are different guidelines that Torah gives in different cases. But in this particular case, what is really the halacha? We don't know. If you don't know the halacha, what do? Then you do what halacha says. You do when you don't know. So depending if it's biblical or rabbinic.
In the olden days, they used to make an engagement between boys and girls when they were maybe 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, but not actual kedushin. In the time of the Gemara, a father was still allowed to accept kedushin for his daughter under bas mitzvah.
No, but how did they do that for the boys?
They can't. Here, the boys were over bar mitzvah. They just made the father a shliach.
It was a promise.
No, I'm talking about the olden days they used to do. That was only a promise?
It was only a promise. Wow. Yeah. You kidding? When kids were little, 2 years old, 3 years old, they used to make shidduchim. But there wasn't kedushin done. There was no kedushin.
So, I mean, it's like a neder. So
yeah, I mean, it's not too easy.